Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. We are actually on the last day of March. It is Easter Sunday. We would like to take this time to wish you and your family a very blessed Easter. If you're celebrating another holiday, we wish you well and have a wonderful day. So on today's show, Monday's April 1st. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. So on today's show, we're going to talk about two programs that we have locally in our community, our Al-Anon group and Alateen group. And so I have two representatives here from these organizations that are going to talk a little bit about these services and what they are. So good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Outstanding.
Doing well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, the two groups or the two programs that we want to talk about today is Al-Anon and Alateen. So my first guest, Pat, would you like to explain to our listeners what is Al-Anon?
Sure. And thank you for the intro. Al-Anon is a 12-step program. It is designed to help people who are associated with people affected by alcohol. All the friends and family of anyone suffering from an alcohol problem, that's what this program is here to help their friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Is there a history behind Al-Anon and like when did it start?
It actually started about 15 or 16 years after AA started, and it was started, Bill W. started AA. And his wife, Lois W., and a friend started Al-Anon for that very specific purpose, to help the families at that time of alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. And so, can anybody join these groups and, get information about it?
They certainly can. The book says that anyone affected, family, friend of an alcoholic is welcome. I've never seen anyone turned away from these meetings. And also, while it's not necessarily advertised that way, there are people that come to our meetings whose family members are affected by addiction, period.
Okay.
We'll just leave it that way.
Right. Because, when someone is, has a substance abuse disorder, which we often call it now, right? Alcohol is one of them, but there also may be other substances involved in that. So it's not always one thing, correct? So you welcome these individuals as well, and these family members, I should say, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which is, again, some good to know, because I think that support that these family members need is so important.
It certainly is.
And how long have you been a member? Because you've been involved in a long time, correct?
I've been involved in it directly for 5 years. But as an aside, I went to regular 12-step meetings, the original 12-step meetings, AA meetings, because I had so many family members that were in AA. I would go to their meetings with them to support them. But specifically Al-Anon, 5 years.
Okay. Some individuals may be leery about religious indications and stuff like that. Is there any kind of religious basis behind Al-Anon?
That's a great question, and one that I had to have answered before I went to my first meeting, because I was not associated with religion and didn't necessarily want to be associated with any religion. I am now, but that's 5 years later. This is not a religious program. It is a spiritual program.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether you have a particular religion, no religion at all, or anywhere in between, you're certainly welcome, and there's a lot to be gained speaking as someone who did not have religion when I walked in the door.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think, is that all part of that support that you're giving those individuals, correct?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And how has it helped you over the years?
Well, first of all, the first thing it did for me is it convinced me and taught me and convinced me, two different things, that alcoholism/addiction is a disease. Mm-hmm. It's not a choice. It may have been a choice to pick up that drink 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but at some point it is not a choice. It becomes a disease. And so it helped me to become more tolerant, more compassionate of the people in my life that are affected by it. And as I said, there are quite a number of those.
Mm-hmm.
It also allowed me, didn't allow me, it helped me to get rid of anger and resentment towards those people, which many people associated with addicts of any type mm-hmm. have anger and resentment. And why can't they do this? And why can't they do that? This program has taught me to focus on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And any help that the alcoholic or addict gets from that, it's just because I got better, mm-hmm. not because I'm forcing them to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It also gave me a chance. No, it didn't give me a chance. It allowed me to become spiritual for mm-hmm. the first time in my life.
Wow.
And it gave me, over the past 5 years, I've found peace, serenity, and happiness that I did not have my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I did, but I didn't.
That is truly amazing. I am so thankful that you can share these feelings with our listeners and know that there's help out for these families, for these individuals that have loved ones that are, you know, that have addiction to alcohol or maybe another substance. Are there a lot of rules involved in Al-Anon?
One of the best things, in my opinion, about Al-Anon is that we are able to have a group dynamic that is equal to none in any group I've ever been in, because there's only one rule, and that's anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
We must maintain the anonymity of our members and any of our AA family members or friends. Other than that, there's lots of guidelines. But that's mm-hmm. what they are. They're guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Should you do the steps? Should you have a sponsor? All kinds of different guidelines that you might want to look at to make your decision. But they're not rules. One rule, anonymity.
Right. And of course, you know, many people's perception may be that it's a cult. It's not.
It's not.
It's a support.
It's a support group. And in order to have a cult, you have to have a cult leader. And so that ends that process right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no leader.
Okay.
Our groups do not have a leader. We can have 50 people in a group,
mm-hmm.
and 50 people make the decisions.
Wow.
There is no leader, mm-hmm. ever.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And so my next guest, she's going to talk about Alateen, right?
Yes.
So what is that?
So Alateen is for young people whose lives have been affected by someone else's drinking. And the important thing to know is even if a young person isn't currently living with the person they're concerned about, with the alcoholic, they're most likely affected by what has gone on before, by the behaviors. Let's say a family member who has a problem with alcohol has moved out, or there's been a divorce, or maybe they've passed away. That person and every family member actually is still affected by what's gone on before. So even if the person is recovering in AA,
mm-hmm.
The effects of having lived with an alcoholic are long-lasting.
Right.
So there is help.
Mm-hmm.
There is help for adults in Al-Anon and kids in Alateen.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, what would be some things that, you know, these teens would talk about in their group?
So kids, very importantly, kids learn that compulsive drinking is a disease, as Pat mentioned. They learn that they do not cause someone to drink. They can't control someone else's drinking. And they cannot cure the drinking. Kids learn ways to cope with their problems. They offer encouragement to each other. And they just share their experiences and they give each other hope.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to know that there are other individuals probably their age that are going through it. And I think that's so important because what age does Alateen serve?
So typically the ages for Alateen are 13 to 18, but younger kids are always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If they can sit and participate for an hour's time, they're welcome. I've heard of kids as young as 8 years old coming. It really depends on
mm-hmm.
Really depends on the child.
Right. And who runs the meetings?
So at these meetings, there's at least one and sometimes two adult Alateen group sponsors who have been certified to lead the meetings. These adults have been background checked, and they have clearances that are required by Al-Anon. And they basically just share their knowledge of the 12 steps and the traditions of Al-Anon. But the important thing to know is as the kids become familiar with the principles of the program, they end up leading their own meetings with the Al-Anon sponsors just there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you may find, I mean, it just sounds to me that when these teens and young people get together, they just really feed off of each other and become resilient, don't they?
Resilience is a big. It's huge, mm-hmm. Yes. They learn the skills they learn and it just gives them more confidence mm-hmm. that they can handle situations. And as Pat said, kids learn that they need to focus on themselves
mm-hmm.
and not the alcoholic or not the person who has the problem.
Right. Can they bring friends with them if they wanted to?
Absolutely. That's one thing that we welcome. Mm-hmm. Any youth who's been affected by someone else's drinking is welcome at Alateen. And friends coming together mm-hmm. is really a great way to start off going to Alateen.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Alateen is not a religious-based program. Is there some spirituality that is brought into that?
Though? Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a spiritual program, mm-hmm. just as Al-Anon mm-hmm. is. The 12 steps revolve around spiritual mm-hmm. principles.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking about age groups and things like that. Can adults attend Alateen meetings?
Alateen meetings are actually closed to adults,
okay,
including Al-Anon members.
Oh.
Unless the adults are trained and background checked for service with Alateens, the meetings are closed. However, Al-Anon meetings, Alateens can go to Al-Anon meetings.
Oh.
So any Alateen is welcome at any Al-Anon meeting.
Okay. But it's kind of not the opposite.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you, I mean, we have a little bit more than 2 minutes left. What information might help someone decide whether or not they want to try an Alateen meeting or even an Al-Anon meeting, for that fact?
I think asking questions, and we do have a pamphlet that has these questions on it, and we will let people know where they can get a hold of some
right.
of the literature.
Mm-hmm.
But some questions that might help someone decide. So speaking to kids right now or those who care about a young person in the family, here's some questions that might help you decide if you or a young person has been affected by living or loving someone whose drinking is troublesome. Do you believe no one could possibly understand how you feel? Do you feel neglected, uncared for, or unloved? Do you tell lies to cover up for someone else's drinking or what's happening in your home? Do you stay out of the home as much as possible because being there is too difficult? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home? Are mealtimes, birthdays, and holidays spoiled because of drinking or others' reactions to the drinking? Are you afraid to speak up for fear the drinking or fighting will start again? Do you make threats such as, if you don't stop drinking and fighting, I'll run away? Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking? Do you or your family have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you scared to ride in a car with the drinker? Have you considered calling the police because of abusive behavior? Do you ever treat teachers, friends, teammates, or others unfairly because you're angry about someone else's drinking? Those are just some of the questions that might help.
Wow. That is truly, I think, so helpful. Again, if we have, you know, a handful of individuals out there that are listening, that these two programs can really help them. Where do you meet? Is it a regular scheduled meeting that you have?
So Al-Anon and Alateen meet at the Calvary United Methodist Church in Waymart at the same time, Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 7:30, but in different rooms.
Okay.
More information?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. if anybody wants more information, they can simply Google Al-Anon.org and click on meetings,
mm-hmm.
or you can call the hospital at 570-253-8422. You don't have to give your name. The hospital will give you the number of someone you can call anonymously to explain what goes on at the meetings and answer any questions you might have.
Right, wonderful. And thank you for sharing that. That is my office number. And they have left these wonderful booklets with more information about these two programs. I want to thank both of you so much for being on the show today. I truly believe the information that you've shared is going to help our community members very, very much. So thank you, both of you.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
Carol.
Thanks for having us, Carol.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today and have a wonderful day.